and we're watching the deadlock in Congress and the potential government shutdown starting at midnight tonight. But one thing lawmakers did compromise on this year is the 2018 Farm Bill. President Trump signed it into law yesterday.
By signing this bill, we are protecting our crop insurance programs and funding that producers rely on in times of disaster.
That law also legalizes the industrial production of hemp. It's a strain of the cannabis plant that contains very low levels of THC, meaning that you're not going to get high from it. William Shipley is a dairy and tobacco farmer who's making a transition into hemp production. William, welcome. You grew 10 acres of hemp this year under a pilot program in Tennessee, but under this new farm bill, you can grow more. What are your plans?
I would like to expand to 60 acres. I would like to. That's my goal. Tobacco is slowly phasing away and going away. And I want to be able to start to step hemp in to the place of my tobacco acreage. And the infrastructure I already have existing for tobacco is basically the same needed for hemp. So, I mean, I'm already set up, and I'd be crazy not to take advantage of this.
Now, the farm bill will let you do that, but you still do have restrictions. These plants cannot contain more than 0.3% THC. That's the component in marijuana that gets people high. How do you make sure you're not in violation of that law?
As far as monitoring the THC, probably within 6 weeks of harvest, you'll need to go and sample random plants throughout the field and send it to a lab, and they'll get the results back to you to let you know what your THC is at. And you just have to monitor that. And when it gets close to like 0.27, then it's time for harvest. You just go ahead and get it out of the field and put it up and dry it.
Where's your product used now?
What I'm selling now is with Altello Holdings in Winchester, Kentucky.
And what do they do with it?
They're making CBD oil out of it.
Which is becoming increasingly popular as states around the country legalize either recreational or medical marijuana. Another key part of this farm bill is that it would treat your hemp crop in the same way as it would if you were growing cucumbers. If something were to happen to it, your crop was destroyed, you can appeal to the federal government for crop insurance.
Yes. And that's a big deal because in growing hemp, the investment in that crop, you're looking at $3 to $4 per plant. So right up front, you're looking at potentially $4,800 an acre just in transplants on day one. That's a big initial investment right from the beginning. And the farm bill will allow for federal crop insurance to come in and give farmers protection on the crop, on his investment that he has in it. And that's a really big deal because one disaster, one hailstorm, one natural disaster, and a farmer would have a lot of money gone right before his eyes.
Look, you live in Tennessee. Your dairy and hemp farms are in Tennessee and Virginia. You're also right there next to the border in Kentucky. And I bring that up because this farm bill allows you to move hemp across state lines much more easily than you would have been able to before. How significant is that?
That's a big deal for me because for me to go from my Virginia farm to Kentucky, I will actually travel through Virginia. I will cross into Tennessee, then cross into Kentucky. And all three of those state line crossings are in a national park. So being able to have interstate commerce included in the farm bill is just a big deal. Because before, technically, I was transporting a Schedule I drug across state lines through a national park. And that was, you know, that's not something that's real comfortable to do.
Now, were you doing that legally? I mean, did you have permission to do that?
I had the crop in Tennessee. I just acquired my permit in Virginia in October. And I asked the question if that was okay, and they said, yes, it'll be okay. But it technically was not legal on the federal level.
Wow. So this clears up some anxiety that you might have about taking the product over state lines, for sure. But I wonder what all of this tells you about the way that attitudes about cannabis are changing in this country. It's a big shift, what we're seeing here.
Absolutely. You know, it's, to be honest, I had not moved and had not planned on moving that across state lines. I was just kind of waiting for the farm bill to pass. That way it was 100% legal. You know, my crop, my 2018 crop is still, it's still in the barn right now. And we're getting ready to go ahead and process it and get it ready for delivery here the first year. And the attitude is just really changing. People are starting to realize all the health benefits of this plant, and it's really changing.
William Shipley, a hemp farmer from Tennessee, who's growing his operation. Thanks very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.